A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This, then, is what I command you: love one another. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I command you is that you love. Now, this command could be quite overwhelming, except that it is given in the context of friendship. Jesus tells us, he speaks to us as friends, not as servants. And somehow, when we know we are a friend, all things are possible. When I think back in my own life, I remember a time when I tried, oh, ever so hard, to love God. Perhaps a little like a servant, to love God with my whole heart, my whole soul, and my whole mind. And it seemed such a tall ask. Well, that's a tall ask until I realized that I was actually the recipient of love. It wasn't about me giving. I was the recipient. God had first loved me, and all I had to do was to give what I had been given. I often think of Therese, of the child Jesus, who, when she tried so hard to climb the stairs of love to get to heaven, chose, because she was so little, she would let God stoop down and take her up in his arms. So love is about letting go of what we think we need to do and allowing God to be in control, to take over. And I think it's important to realize that love, it's not a feeling. Rather, it is a choice we make, even when we don't feel able to love. Just as when Jesus tells us, "My peace I give you." We may not feel at peace at all. In fact, we might feel quite disturbed and anxious. And yet, we choose to offer peace to others. I think what Jesus is reminding us about is that even in the midst of chaos, his hand of peace, his hand of love is there for us to take hold of, because peace and love, they are both his gift to us. And this gift comes from our openness to receive. So love is about being in relationship, right relationship, and trusting God is with us. Jesus says, "You did not choose me. I chose you and sent you out to produce fruit." And that fruit is surely the consequence, the effect of love. When I ask myself what love is, my memory seems to go to Paul's letter, especially his letter to the Corinthians. You know that reading that is often proclaimed at weddings. "I can give all that I am and have, yet if I have not love for others, I am nothing more than a noisy gong or clanging cymbal." suppose it's so easy for us to be kind of preoccupied with our occupations, and yet God is looking at our hearts to see the love that motivates what we do. Excuse me. I heard a story the other day about a man's friend in Croatia who, when he was asked what he did for a living, replied, "Oh, here in Croatia we live." How refreshing. He might just as well have said, "Here in Croatia we love." Perhaps if we were to know Jesus more deeply, our occupations would lead us more to a preoccupation with Jesus, coupled with a deep awareness of the love between Jesus and God, which ultimately is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love. Young people often speak of falling in love. Now that is a feeling, and may be great. Yet we know it's not enough of a foundation for a lasting relationship. For relationships to be sincere and to last, they need to be built on the love expressed in today's gospel. Jesus speaks about a love that is prepared to die for the beloved. Where do I stand in this gospel? Am I willing, like the vine, to be pruned, that so that I can bear the fruit of love in my life? Blessings on your day.